at Holston Hills Country Club for the Corn Ferry Tournament right here, the Knoxville Open, and it's benefiting Boys and Girls Club of East Tennessee. And we're up here on the VIP patio, Brian, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
Very nice.
It is.
Very nice.
It's a good Jim Nantz come in right there on the first one. And I've only caused like two or three problems already, so this is actually like pretty good.
We're off to a pretty good start if it's only two.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I parked where I was supposed to, but one of the sheriff's department said they didn't care, so I parked and apparently I got food where the players are supposed to eat. But, you know, I mean, it's going great. It's going great.
Well, you know, we haven't done this, Knoxville Open golf tournament here in a couple of years, so it's, you're out of practice for it, and that's okay.
It's not a big deal. I tell you what, we have a great viewpoint here. Watch, I mean, I can see seven different holes all the way up here by the clubhouse. It's awesome, man. Course looks like it's in great shape, and players are out here ready to go.
Holston Hills will put on a great show this weekend, and appreciate the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley for having us out here at the tournament today. And we'll try to do a little bit of Jim Nantz voice, just a little bit, as we go along through the day. But we'll tell you more about the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Tennessee Valley and everything that they do in the community over the next 3 hours here on the show. Anything fun happened last night?
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing. You know, you're doing your Jim Nantz, and you're a broadcaster. You know, that's your thing. Athletics, not as much. Broadcasting, professional. You can channel your inner Jim Nantz. And I, like Happy, will say, hi, I'm a football player, but I'm playing golf today.
Yeah.
And I will channel my inner Happy Gilmore, and everything will work out great.
I was not channeling my inner Jim Nantz last night.
You were not.
The end of a long three-hour game. Thankfully, got to do something exciting. So I am here in Tuscaloosa for another day.
Nice,
and it's not raining today, or it's not overcast and cloudy today. So hopefully there will be another fun result tonight. That and more as we take a look at the game plan. The NFL schedule was released yesterday evening, and I guess I don't get as fired up for the schedule release as some people do, but it was like a national holiday for some people last night.
I think it's because you're a Cowboys fan and they're terrible. So maybe if the Cowboys were really good, you'd be, like, more excited about it. But I don't really get like that either, and I don't really have a team. I'm a free agent with my NFL fandom.
I don't know. It's like they're going to play 17 games, and just it doesn't really matter to me who they are or when. I want to know who the opening night game is. Unfortunately, that's the Cowboys against the Buccaneers. Interested in some storyline games like Tom Brady going to New England on Sunday Night Football in Week 3.
Which is just fantastic.
Yeah. I can't get excited for the games when it's May and the first one is in September. So I can't get excited for the schedule.
If you were the equivalent of your college football loving fandom and everything about college football, and that's when the release happened for that. If they did it like they do in the NFL, and it was just like, boom, every game, here you go. I would get excited about that. But it's hard for as a Tennessee fan, too, because you're like, all right, well, there's three home games we're not going to win. There's a road game we might sneak.
But in a year where you're pretty good, it works out because you start going through, okay, well, that game's laid out in a good spot for us. This game's in a bad spot for us. You know, I get it. So I guess in the NFL,
a little bit,
be kind of the same way. But, you know, a lot of people I saw a lot of people yesterday talking about booking hotel rooms and stuff like that for trips. So it's a big win based on that. People were booking them based on rumors and hoping for the best. So try to get in before those flight and hotel numbers went way up.
Get that insurance and book away.
Yeah, start rolling. Tennessee baseball is throwing out all the stops this weekend. They're going to checker Lindsey Nelson. They've got a special guest coming in. It's gonna be big. They're giving away barbecue sandwiches, which is perfect when you're playing Arkansas. So,
yeah, I mean, that's like, they are going to make that this weekend when it's over. Win, lose, or draw, doesn't matter, honestly.
Yeah.
They will be creating an environment with Tennessee baseball that we have never had before.
Yep.
That even when we've been good in the past, first off, it's been forever, so that, you know, most people don't even remember. They stopped going after, you know, over a decade of nothing good happening. But they're going to create a, and I know this because, like, no one has ever asked me for baseball tickets.
Right.
My friends, yeah, ask for football tickets, sometimes basketball, you know, different things like that. And that's awesome. I love it. I always tell them to. I could not get them baseball tickets.
No.
When in Knoxville, Tennessee, has a former player, like whatever, whoever, who has access, not be able to get their hands on a couple baseball tickets? The answer is never.
Yeah, it's pretty much 1995, 2001, maybe 2000.
And then from there, and then after that, yeah, it's just, yeah. It doesn't exist. So they're creating a baseball atmosphere that is one that people will have so much fun. God forbid you win, but even if you don't, it'll be such a cool thing. I mean, look at, we've been coming to football games for forever and we don't win.
Sure.
You know, it's the environment. It's the whole thing that makes it more than just about the winning of the game. And they're doing that with baseball this weekend.
Jeremy Perrott, according to reports, is still going hard after his buyout money.
Well, do we know? Do we have good information about what he actually is saying or not?
Yeah, his official opinion was and still is that Tennessee created the investigation to get out of paying him his buyout, which is still ridiculous.
That's not going to hold up. You know, like I actually can see how someone like Pruitt would turn a blind eye and maybe know something was happening or whatever, but not actually asking, thinking that would hold up. That in itself doesn't work.
No.
You can't say, I had no idea, I'm Rick Pitino. They still say, well, you're fired. You're supposed to know. So, you know, Pruitt, I get it, wasn't quite as intense as Rick Pitino. But still, I mean, it's blatantly breaking the rules. You can't say you didn't know. They'll go, oh, that sucks. You should have. You're still not getting your buyout.
Yeah. They're still going hard about it. So
I don't blame
that.
Him. I mean, he's been a coordinator.
Dollars.
Yeah, he's been a coordinator. That's more money than he's made in all the years that he's been a coach up until then.
And I bet his attorney took it on contingency, so he has a vested interest in it as well. I get it.
It's not going to work. Yeah. I mean, I don't blame you. Maybe if you pitch a stink again and maybe they settle and give you something. I don't know, but
I think
that has to be your only hope.
Yeah, I think that's the hope. I have a story out of Northwestern that, hey, I'm in favor of any place that makes Tennessee struggles at the coaching and athletics director position in the recent past look okay. They had an athletics director. They're looking for a new athletics director again. When I tell you when they last hired an athletics director, you will understand why this is even more embarrassing than anything Tennessee's put out. We'll get to that in a little bit. Evan Russell, back on Tennessee baseball, had a great quote on his evaluation of the season at this point. Josh Heupel was on Sports Talk yesterday and said the suspended players are still working their way back, or earning their way back, excuse me, and that presumably includes Caden Salter.
Well, I mean, I like that he's not just letting them in. That's tough, man, because you have some talented young guys that you don't want to not be a part of your program. Mm-hmm. And if you, like the way I look at it, if you're Heupel, you know, you make it hard for them to get back. That in itself sets the tone with your entire football team. And if they can't do what you're asking them to, then they're not guys you want in your program anyway, honestly. The I got in trouble, here's your way back. If you're, you know, that's Juwan Jennings, mm-hmm. You know, that's the, you screwed up. And if you want to get back, here's what you have to do. And he wanted to, and then it ended up making him a much better player and all that kind of stuff. You know, these guys don't, if they want to come back, they'll do the right thing. And if not, then you're kind of winning either way.
And of course, a couple of them are in the portal. I'm told the ones that were in the portal were not given the opportunity to return to the university by the university, not by the football program necessarily. So the guys that are still, I mean, it really is, I think, Salter and one other that are eligible at this point to return to the team and to school. But, yeah, I mean, it is a very different it's a very different approach, I think. And I like you said, I like it especially early on in his tenure because we'll dig into it more later, but this was the first real test for Josh Heupel as a head coach. How are you going to handle at this level when players get into trouble? And I think in my mind, he at least passed that test. It didn't have anything to do with on-field performance, really, but he passed that test as far as, you know, are you just going to stand by your guys and let them back on the team the first second they're eligible? Well, no. So to me, that's a win because I think it sends a message to everybody else that, hey, this guy's not a pushover. He's our buddy, but he's also first our coach, and he's not a pushover when it comes to discipline.
Well, and it's a perfect scenario for Heupel, too, because he can put all that out there, and if they don't come back, they've never played. If they want to hit the portal and they could come back, doesn't matter, they've never played. You get to kind of do that. You have all the house money, and you can say, you know, you can set the tone for the entire football team. And if they do it right and come back, then you got some guys that are dedicated and did something dumb when they were young. Who hasn't? You know, so like you kind of – and if they don't, then you don't want them here anyway. Like it's – handling it the way he did turns it into a win-win no matter what.
Yeah. All that and more coming up today on the Eric Gaines Show. And that's the game plan that's laid out for you by 42nd Street.
42st.com. You know, an event like this, like the Knoxville Open, and you have all these different companies and people and charities coming together and all that stuff, you know, those kind of events, having on branding, you know, Market Square was someone that contracted Mike, you know, downtown Knoxville and Visit Knoxville and all these different things. They could use Mike's services at 42nd Street, 42st.com, because they make sure that everyone on the internet knows exactly what you want them to know about your business. Nothing's left up to chance or anything like that. They're ready to go, and they're ready to help you out, too, 42st.com.
The Eric Gaines Show continues next. We're coming to you live from the Knoxville Open. Our appearance today is presented by the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley. We'll tell you more about the great work that the Boys and Girls Club does for this community and how they benefit from this tournament as we go along through the morning on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
And we're back here at Holston Hills Country Club. It is the Visit Knoxville Open happening right here. It right in front of me. Guys, they're getting ready to tee off, play a little golf here. It's awesome. We're here thanks to the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley. You'll hear more about that as we go. But really, really cool, Brian, that Chad and Visit Knoxville got this done. You know, I think it was last year, right? But then COVID happened.
Yeah, couldn't do it last year. But, yeah.
But it's awesome. Great people, great companies, great golf course. Can't go wrong here at the Visit Knoxville Open.
And the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley, 19 clubs in 4 counties, open to provide a safe space for youth to grow and learn. A really important work that they're doing, particularly with what's been in the news for the last month or so. They've also provided nearly 1,400 family food boxes for members and their families over the past 14 months. So
awesome.
A lot of really, really good work at what has been a difficult time for everybody. In this area, but a lot of people and a lot of kids really needed the services of the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley, and glad that they benefit from events like this so they can support this area. And you can find out more by checking out the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley online. More on them coming up.
Brian,
but,
you yes. brought it up, and that's
yes.
a serious thing, and it really is. I got another serious thing I want to bring up.
Okay.
If you live in Knoxville or a surrounding county and you pull up to a gas station with a whole giant empty gas cans and you are filling up all of your gas cans you could get your paranoid hands on, you are the worst.
Part of the problem is what we call it. By the way, the pipeline is now reopened. And it was down for 4 days, which means the pipeline only actually runs gas to tanks in states once every 5 days. So if people had not gone and panic bought, there would have been no interruptions at all.
Yeah, that,
which
I mean,
is what
like,
they were trying to say all along, that as long as we get it back up and running within 5 days, we're good, because the next delivery is not even scheduled until Friday. Well,
I'm glad it didn't cost us anything then, but still, like, come on, people.
Yeah,
toilet paper, gas, at least pick something better.
Yeah, did we not learn anything from toilet paper last year?
Like, don't, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point, Eric.
You can always panic buy remotes of the Eric Gaines show from the Sports Animal.
Hey, I'm fine
with
that.
That's a good panic buy. You got to pay cash up front, but other than that, if you're a panic buyer, you got to pay cash up front. Other than
that's
we're good.
That's right.
All right, sorry, I'm done.
Angela Bridges, who made today's remote possible, will be happy to talk to you. Angela.Bridges@Cumulus.com.
Yep. There you go. There you go. We're obligated
We're obligated to pump her up this morning. Tennessee baseball is throwing out all the stops this weekend. I don't know. I'm not there, so I don't know this, but I believe Peyton's throwing out the first pitch tomorrow.
Ooh.
Does that make you nervous, like, since we have not been particularly good when he is throwing? But he has been at football games?
Ooh, no, because we suck at football, and we're trying to get better at that. By the way, I've just going to sound like this until we don't suck. Like, I don't know.
Think
like,
there's anything wrong with that. I really don't.
Something about it lately. I would have thought I struck the final chord of frustration and disappointment years ago, but apparently it just had to happen when we get a new coach who I actually really like and hope he does well. But anyway. That'd be awesome. You know, I think baseball, I don't think that'll impact it. But again, that would be creating an atmosphere where what college baseball player wouldn't want to play for a fiery, trash-talking, totally on their team and holds them accountable baseball coach? Vitello is like rewriting the book on how to engage young people in this current era and get the most out of them. And then the fans, the college kids that come, they're nuts. Perfect. That's what they're supposed to be. You know, if you do that when you're 30, then, you know, that's a problem. If you do it when you're 21, I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
So keep going and having fun with that. The atmosphere is going to – it'll be second to none. I know the stadium's not as big, but you're trying to tell me that the game at Arkansas would be more, to steal one of the young players' terms, lit than it will be in Knoxville? It won't. I mean, the environment will be – absolutely amazing.
It will be much smaller. At Arkansas.
That doesn't matter. The size of it, if it's that, like, that much fun, it almost makes it better.
I will say this, though. Having been to a game at Arkansas against it was Arkansas-Mississippi State, so it was a top 15 matchup. It was like if you went to the size of the biggest Smokies game you've ever been to, with the intensity of Thompson Bowling during the Bruce Pearl era.
Oh, okay.
It's
well, then that might be better, but it'll be comparable nonetheless.
Yeah,
I think we're going to really show out this weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. We're trying to create something that hasn't existed. So I think, you know, everything you can do to be a part of that is big. So that's going to be important. Coming up on the other side, Jesse Smithy of Five Star Preps joins us talking about high school sports as well as the Knoxville Open here coming up on the other side. We are live at Holston Hills Country Club at the Knoxville Open, benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley. Appreciate them having us out and appreciate what this community does for the Boys and Girls Club. More on that coming up. Jesse Smithy, though, on the other side on the Eric Gaines Show on the Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Gaines Show. We are live at the Visit Knoxville Open Corn Ferry Tournament right here at Holston Hills Country Club. These guys are out here getting ready to get it going and play a little golf right here at Holston Hills for the Visit Knoxville Open. Hi, Angela. How are you? And we got Jesse Smithy coming on right now, don't we, Brian?
We do. Jesse Smithy of FiveStarPreps.com joins us on the Stanley Vincent Gates Hotline. He is on his way at some point later today to see all the action there at Holston Hills. Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How about you guys?
Hey, we're rolling. We'll get to high school sports and what you normally come on and join us about in just a moment with all your coverage at FiveStarPreps.com. But this event's one of those things that's still near and dear to the golf reporter at heart at Jesse Smithy.
It is. Anybody who knows me knows I love covering golf. And so when I left the newspaper industry many moons ago, I got involved with the Visit Knoxville Open and serve on the tournament committee and help out with all of their social media channels. So in addition to all the high school sports we're covering this week, also covering some professional golf and loving it. I mean, it's just, it's a passion of mine, and it's not work to me when I'm out on the golf course covering professional golf. So looking forward to being out there here in about 10, 15 minutes.
I am a little close to the you know, putting green, the practice green. And I do
right.
think I've been, I might have been, oh, I don't know, like a little loud maybe once, because I got a little bit of a look. And I mean, I didn't mean to be loud, but they are about to play a tournament for money on their professional golfing tour that they go on. So I will,
yeah,
I'll calm it down a little.
And the tee boxes are at Holston Hills, are basically right on the other side of that putting green. So
yep.
The ripple effect of your voice reaches far beyond just what you're seeing in front of you. So you need to.
Yeah,
I got
sunglasses on. These guys, they don't know me.
Put your Jim Nantz voice on and keep it low key, and you'll be just fine.
Say hello, friends. Jesse, in the high school realm, the playoff time is here, and when I scour the headlines at 5starpreps.com. and follow the tweets, you see a lot of familiar names this time of year. Farragut soccer, Farragut softball, Grace Christian softball, a lot of really good performances this time of year from some of the stalwarts in high school sports.
Right, and we're right in the thick of it right now. We're in district tournament week, and so there's a lot of teams vying for spots in the region tournament, and only the top two teams from the district move on to region semifinals, which begin next week, early part of next week. So a lot of teams being eliminated throughout the process of this district tournament week, and still a couple more days to go. We got some soccer district championships tonight and tomorrow. Pigeon Forge gives baseball, which has been one of the better kind of unheralded rivalries around here over the last handful of years or so. They play in a district championship tonight, and those two teams put on some classic performances throughout the regular season. So that's going to be a heated game, and possibly going to meet in the region again. So it's going full steam ahead right now. We're trying our best to keep tabs on all of it. We're covering games. We're doing roundups for the games that we couldn't get to. And one of those games that we featured last night in our roundup was Farragut and Hardin Valley. This is a baseball rivalry that has evolved over the last, I'd say, 6 to 8 years. And this season they put on some unbelievable regular season games. You remember the crazy Hardin Valley rally in the last inning where I think they got 7 or 8 runs to come back and win 13-12. And then Farragut hung on for a 7-5 win in the other regular season finale. And then Hardin Valley beat Farragut in the district semifinals, and so Farragut had to beat them twice yesterday to win the district championship, and they did that. And so we kind of recount and recap all that on 5starpreps.com, and it's just, it's playoff time. There's a lot of drama, there's a lot of intensity, and we're doing our best to bring it to our membership.
Another one of those names that you expect to see this time of year, Powell Baseball, the winning the District 3 AAA title over Central, and what is a great rivalry there in North Knoxville.
Yeah, and Central is a program that we featured about a week ago, just them returning to some local prominence. Of course, we all remember Todd Helting playing there and them winning a state championship. But really, over the last decade, it kind of fallen on hard times. And they're back over the 20-win plateau this season and got some really good pitching. And so they went toe-to-toe with Powell, who's really owned that district over the last handful of years or so. And so those two teams are going to move on to region play. Powell ended up winning that game 4-0 last night. Colton Reynolds, their pitcher, has been unbelievable all season long. Definitely going to be a name to consider for Mr. Baseball when that does come out. But he rose to the occasion, and Powell's going to get to host Hardin Valley in a Region 2 AAA elimination game, semifinal game on Monday. So that's going to be the game to watch come next week.
There was another preview, I think a preview of something that will be a great rivalry over years to come. Grace Christian knocking off Lakeway Christian, coached by a friend of mine, former Lady Vol Ellen Renfro-Reed, and of course, what Grace has done in recent years has been very impressive, with some names that we would recognize as well.
Yeah, so it's Grace is established here locally as one of the better softball programs. I think we all understand that. But what Lakeway has done this year to really catapult itself into the "Hey, look at me" type of conversation has really been remarkable. And as I write up some of these box scores and we write up some of these stories throughout the year, there was a couple of young players for Lakeway, Katie Fulks, a pitcher, and Abby Goodall, a catcher, who just seemingly every night I'm mentioning their name with them either pitching well or hitting well. And so we went out just to see what this Lakeway team is about. And it's those two girls that I mentioned are just sophomores. And so the foundation has been laid for Lakeway Christian softball to really pop in the postseason over the next couple of years. And so it's going to be kind of exciting to watch that team blossom here in the future.
All right, let's shift away from high school for the moment. What are you expecting to see at the Visit Knoxville Open over the next 4 days here at Holston Hills?
Well, it's the first time ever that it's been held at Holston Hills, and Holston Hills is widely regarded in the Southeast as one of the better classical designs in golf architecture, and it's done by famed golf architect Donald Ross, and he's got a number of courses sprinkled throughout the Southeast, and so there are a lot of players who are excited to see just how their games hold up on this type of course. It's a course that's probably going to yield some low scores just because the weather's going to be good over the next few days. And it's, even though they got the tees moved back, when you talk about Donald Ross designs, they're not made for the modern game. So you're probably going to see some power and some technology take advantage of the course in certain spots, and then the course is going to bite the guys around the greens. They have false fronts, which can really be deceptive and make players put a premium on their accuracy in placing the ball in certain quadrants of the green. So it's going to be fun. It's just people who play golf in the Knoxville area hold Holston Hills up on a pedestal. It's a great place, always in fantastic shape. Chris Dibble, the head pro out there, and his staff do an amazing job. So it's where a lot of PGA Tour players from Knoxville play when they are home, and where they try to fine-tune their game. So there's been a lot of hype and a lot of buzz on the tour of them coming to Knoxville. And so I think from players that I've talked to, it seems like the winning score in their minds is going to be somewhere between 15 and 20 under by the end of the week. So if you like seeing birdies and you like seeing offense, so to speak, come out to Holston Hills this week and check that out. I remind everybody to – you'll be able to park at Chilhowee Park. I think it's $5 to park, and then they will – take a quick little bus trip over to Holston Hills and get you on grounds. And so you can get your tickets on visitknoxopen.com and hope to see everybody out there for a historic week at a historic course.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And yep. Jesse, wave at Eric and, you know, try to shush him down a little bit when you see him here in a few minutes.
I drove definitely, one of these definitely. Greens out here. I need to find which one it was. I got a par, but that's irrelevant.
I don't believe it. I don't
it was like
that.
360 yards.
You were playing from the kid tee.
Chicks did the long ball. Chicks did
maybe.
The long ball.
It was on the fringe. I got a par though, so that's not like a. That's not like I wasn't trying to brag.
You drove the green and okay. Par. Yeah, that's yeah. Fair. I'd like to try
classic,
it.
Classic me.
Jesse, we all always appreciate 5starpreps.com. Yes, what do you guys have coming up this weekend?
Yeah, just a lot more coverage of what's going on in the TSSAA postseason. We got some basketball coverage tonight. There's a big AAU game in town, so we'll be covering that as well. So just make sure you're hopping on to 5starpreps.com. We turn 3 years old tomorrow, so we're celebrating. If you need a membership, yeah,
yes.
If you need a membership, you can put in code 5SP, code 33, 5SP, code 33. And you're going to save 33% off your first month or year payment. So if you sign up for a year, you're saving like $23-24. So encourage everybody to do that. By the time football season comes around, you're going to be glad you did that.
And you're going to be glad you did it in the run-up to football all summer long, because you don't have to worry about there not being content during the high school football quote-unquote off-season, because there is plenty of it. Jesse, we appreciate it, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
That is Jesse Smithy, 5starpreps.com. Henley Roofing brings us his appearance each week.
HenleyRoofing.net, they are the company that you need to call. I mean, it could be a golf clubhouse, a historic one like this one. Still has to have a roof. Probably got put on a long time ago. Theirs actually looks like it's in great shape. Golf course, grocery store, school, Thompson Bowling Arena, any kind of commercial property that needs a roof or re-roof job because it wasn't done right or it's just getting old, HenleyRoofing.net.
The Eric Haines Show continues next on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Haines Show live right here at Holston Hills Country Club for the Visit Knoxville Open. We're here today thanks to the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley, and it is so far so good. Beautiful East Tennessee day right here at Holston Hills.
And this tournament benefits the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley. We're joined now by Bart McFadden, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley. Bart, I know this has been it's always a great week for the Knoxville Open, but I know you can't help but look around and think all the good that your organization will be able to do with the money raised from this event.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our organization, Brian, is, you know, we're on the front line serving kids here in Knoxville and surrounding counties. And, you know, kids need now more than they've ever needed, you know, academically, social support. And that's what we're here to do. And, you know, most days I feel like we do it pretty well. And so we're just so appreciative of the Visit Knoxville Open and the opportunity to be partnered with it again this year and take the resources generated from that, put it directly to serving thousands of kids here in our region to help them truly, as our mission says, reach their full potential.
Talking with Bart McFadden, Boys and Girls Club. Bart, like, tell me, what are a couple things, most people know, but what are a couple things that the money raised from these different events you guys do, and the Visit Knoxville Open is just fantastic. How does that work? How does that get to the children to help them grow and maximize their potential?
Well, right now, I mean, one of the big things we're doing is seeking to provide a lot of academic support. Obviously, we know with COVID, the learning environment for kids has been truly disrupted. And I give a huge kudos to our local school systems for keeping kids in school this year. But even with that, there was a lot of disruption. So a lot of kids have missed a lot of learning. And in our clubs each and every day, we're providing academic support, individual and small group tutoring, to make sure that kids are still progressing as they need to be. Because even with the pandemic, the future of kids didn't get any further away. It's still coming at them each and every day. So the academic support is something that we're heavily invested in across our 20 sites. We're also very active in workforce development. You know, we've got our program Youth Force that places kids in paid internships across the region. And employers will tell you all the time, you know, if I can get them to show up and if they can get along with people and work hard, you know, we can train them. Well, that's the part we do in Boys and Girls Clubs. We really teach kids how to be employable and be a good employee when they step into the workplace. And we're doing that with a couple hundred high school kids a year. And so those are two of the main programs that we'll be using resources from this week to serve more kids with those programs.
I know that there are different needs at all of the different locations that you have in all the different counties. Certainly the needs of an inner city club are not the same as one that's a little out in a more rural area. But I know the work that you do, particularly in right in the center city of Knoxville, has probably never been more important than it is today with what we've had in the news over the last month and a half.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, you know, we've become more keenly aware of what's happening in East Knoxville over the last, you know, 2 or 3 months with, unfortunately, the number of children who are associated with Austin East High School being victims. But there's been a violence issue that's been rising for the last year or so. And one of the things we started in October was planning to expand our services in East Knoxville and in our Walter P. Taylor Club in the Five Points community that's right there. And so beginning in March, we expanded our services a couple of extra hours a day to exclusively serve middle and high school kids, because you know, you keep hearing there's not a lot of resources for that population of kids, but we beg to differ. We're there. We're serving about 30 or 40 of those middle and high school kids a day with a desire to serve more. And we're going to be expanding that program for our teens to get them involved in the workforce development, to get them the academic support they need. And we'll be expanding that to our South Knoxville site at Montgomery Village beginning in the fall. So we truly, you know, core value one for our organization is we meet the needs of kids. And number two is we connect with the community to be relevant in what those needs are. And I feel like we're strongly doing those things right now.
You talk, obviously that gets a lot of the attention. I mentioned rural communities. You guys are all across this area. What are some of the challenges that kids in rural communities have been facing?
Well, you know, the challenges may look different, but fundamentally they're not a lot different. It's a lack of access to opportunities and to resources. I think about our club that's up at Lake City Elementary School in Rocky Top. And, you know, that's a community that is, you know, kind of the heartbeat of Appalachia, if you will. And so many kids up there are being raised in single parent families, much like our inner city families. But the reality is for a kid that's in that part of the world, they can't drive down the street and get experiences at the Knoxville Zoo. There's not a wealth of employers in that community ready to offer internships and first job experiences for them. So we have to be really creative and be very diligent to make sure that we're providing opportunities for those kids that are available in their community. And in many cases, we're the only resource available for opportunities in those communities. Whereas here at Knoxville, there are a lot of organizations seeking to serve the needs, you know, whether it's us, Emerald Youth, YMCA, all organizations that we're familiar with. But in the rural communities, the number of organizations there to do the work is minimal if it's not just us. So we've got to be more diligent in those communities to provide opportunities and resources to kids to meet their needs.
Bart, if people want to find out more about what the mission is, the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley, and how they can support it, what's the easiest way to do that?
I would just encourage people to go to our website, bbctnv.org, and you'll see, I think, you know, people will find out that Boys and Girls Club may be a little bit different than some of the perspectives folks have had historically. People think about Boys and Girls Club historically, and they think of basketball, swimming pools, and a number of other things related to sports. But now the work we're doing is largely focused around academic support and meeting the 21st century needs of kids. And we still do the sports and all that kind of stuff, but making sure that kids are prepared. When they graduate high school, they're prepared for their future, and they've got a plan for it, and they're ready to go. And that's what we're here to do.
Bart, the work you guys do is amazing. We're proud to be able to tell people about it here today. You going to get out and be able to watch some golf here in a little bit?
We will be out. Me and some of our staff will be out there today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Looking forward to it. We're pulling for a guy named Kevin Lucas. Kevin, we had kids prepare good luck cards for the players, and Kevin got his and was really moved. And he actually came out and visited some of our kids at our Vestal Club in South Knoxville yesterday. So the Boys and Girls Club's pulling for Kevin Lucas this week.
I think it's okay
that's
for
awesome.
You guys to have a vested interest. I think that's awesome.
That's right. Hey, we got to have a rooting interest, so go Kevin.
I hope you prepared Bridget, who will join us at 11, to fully embrace playing Florida, Alabama, or Georgia with us.
You know what? I think she'll hold her own because she's a sports nerd, too. So she'll hold her own, but don't take it easy on her.
All right, we won't.
Never would have thought to. Never would have thought to.
Eric, Brian, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, man. See you, Mark.
We appreciate you guys making it possible for us to be here to tell you about, tell everybody about the message of the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley. That's Bart McFadden. He's the CEO. And the Visit Knoxville Open does benefit the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley. So when you're coming out to watch some golf, you're also helping support an organization that does a lot of great work in this community.
Absolutely.
So looking forward to that. What is the set the scene for me, Eric, as you look out towards the putting green and the tee boxes right now?
Well, it's cool because there's a good amount of people that are here walking, following guys already, which is a lot of fun. The course is so big and open wide. You can see a few different holes at a time. It looks like it's in perfect condition. Perfect golf weather, little breeze, sunny, but not hot. I mean, it's perfect out here. And an old football coach of mine is going to be coming here in a little bit. So I'll get to say hi to Randy Sanders. He's going to stop by, and their ETSU is bringing some friends of the program and different people up to watch a little golf here. It's going to be the who's who, man.
Very nice. I wish I could be there, but instead I'm looking at downtown Tuscaloosa, which is
For sure am winning today.
One big building, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, you 100% win, but appreciate it. The hotel here has LED lights on the outside, and after our win last night, they turned those lights orange for us. I'm sure that would not be popular with some of their neighbors, but they were happy to do it for us last night.
That's awesome.
So it was good. But we'll coming up on the other side, we'll have more on this fun weekend that's coming up for Tennessee baseball. A fantastic quote from Evan Russell on the Vols. We'll talk about that. And Northwestern's athletics director situation makes Tennessee struggles almost look tame. I'm here for that.
Bring that to us.
All of that and more coming up over the next 2 hours as we're live from Holston Hills Country Club. It is the Visit Knoxville Open and our coverage presented by the Boys and Girls Club of the Tennessee Valley. The Eric Gaines Show rolls on next on 99.1 The Sports Animal.